Oh, we had a really good day today, nice and smooth, and everything went to plan.
And that's good news for Michelle Goody, the person responsible for the welfare of 40-plus riders and a mob of cattle. She can afford to relax around the campfire at the end of another long day. Hello, Callie Buchanan with you. My rural colleague Lara Webster and I have saddled up to take part in the annual Monto Cattle Drive, a two-day droving trip through Queensland's North Burnett region. The event raises money for the local Monto Show Society and also attracts visitors to the area.
We did just on 20k's today with cattle. We had 85 heads, so everyone did a really good job and everyone got into it wholeheartedly.
What does it take to put on an event like this?
A lot of volunteers. Our committee is very strong at the moment. It's one of the best committees I've ever been in. Everyone backs everyone. And without the caterers and all the other volunteers, it just wouldn't be possible.
How has the turnout been compared to previous years?
I would say this is one of the best turnouts we've had over the last couple of years. It's been a wonderful turnout. We've got a really good mix of returning riders who've come every year and new riders.
While I certainly classify as one of the new riders, Barry Munt is one of the old-timers. He's been involved with the Monto Cattle Drive since it began back in 2000.
Way back in the early days, that's how people move cattle. Now these days they're all transported in trucks, so yeah, we're trying to keep some of the old traditions and teach some of the young kids what really happened.
What's it mean to you to be a part of the Monto Cattle Drive?
It's something that I sort of feel I need to do, like, with my life. It helps me and I think it helps other people, yeah.
At the end of a long day in the saddle, all eyes and stomachs turn to dinner and what's cooking in the camp oven. Lara can't resist checking out a white sauce that's being made by Doris Goody.
Doris, I'm here with you. We're standing over what looks to be a pretty authentic white sauce. Just explain, where do you start with a white sauce? What do you put in the pot first?
Onion. Cook your onion first. Then you put some butter.
So you want your onion first?
Yeah, you cook your onion.
Yep.
In a little bit of salty water. Mm-hmm. Then put some butter in. I've made this on powdered milk. You can make it on ordinary milk.
So why do you choose powdered milk?
Because it wasn't as expensive.
Logical explanation. Okay, so
that's the truth.
So you put your powdered milk in.
Yep. Powdered milk, plain flour, and a bit of pepper, and some boiling water then, and you keep stirring until it's thick.
Have you ever changed it, or it's always been the same?
Always been the same.
Always been the same. And is it something that you learnt from your family? And
taught myself. Couldn't cook a thing when I got married. My husband said, "Why can't you cook like my auntie?" And I thought, "You're not going to tell me that again."
And here you are.
So I started cooking.
All right, Doris, let's go in. We've got a bit of a taste test here.
Wait until you get the parsley and the shallots into it. It'll taste a lot nicer.
Yeah, but it's really thick and milky and it's just beautiful, isn't it?
It's got that little touch of smoke to it, if you look.
And you're right, there is that touch of smokiness that you mentioned. It's just, it's like being at home with mum.
As good as that white sauce looks and tastes, Doris isn't the only one responsible for feeding this hungry mob. She's being helped out by Peter Wilson, who has a few tips of his own about campfire cooking.
Nothing gets cooked quick. Look, I don't know, there's nothing special. There's no so much secrets as such. It's just a matter of cooking. I think the great thing about camp cooking is that you get more flavour into it because you get the smoke from the fire and everybody just seems to enjoy it more than conventionally cooked it on stove. You just don't get the same flavours. And camp ovens, because they're thick, heavy cast, they hold the heat and you can get them hot, put the food in, and then you can just sit them off to the side. Oh, I don't know. I don't do a lot of it, but been doing it off and on for years, and there's no... It's just a matter of the slow cooking is the most important part.
What do you like to cook the most in your camp oven?
Stew's always good. Just plain good food. Beef. Whatever. Nothing fancy. No restaurant stuff here. And having a good fire is most important. You must have a fire that's been burning nearly all day, so you've got a lot of coals, and you don't actually put your pots on the fire.
Yeah.
You carry coals away, and that gives you your slow cooking, and just keep adding a little bit of fresh coals underneath or on the lids. And the slower the better. It takes all day to prepare a really good meal, you know, to get the flavours into it. And some of that oxtail last night, the meat, it just fell off the bone, and that's what we do.